Thousands of migrants are currently making their way through Central America as part of a caravan headed towards the U.S.
Migrant caravan is one of those phrases which feels intractably associated with the recently elapsed Donald Trump era, a term which, decades hence, will, like Covfefe or Very Stable Genius or Four Seasons Total Landscaping, separate those who can recall this benighted epoch from those born too late, or those who, not altogether unreasonably, drank too much. The migrant caravan, you may recall, was one of the vast menagerie of bogeymen and hobgoblins which Trump and his media cheerleaders deployed to profitably inflame their voters and viewers. The caravan was, in their telling, a marauding horde of insurgents bent on taking your jobs, stealing your women, perpetrating terrorism, proselytizing communism, or whatever paranoid fantasy you were having yourself. The migrant caravan was reason to build that wall, lock up your daughters, stay tuned to Fox,
good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson.
Vote Republican and generally run around yelping as if beset by angry wasps shortly after having set fire to your own trousers. Another migrant caravan is on the move now. It will be instructive and hopefully at least somewhat heartening to see how the administration of Donald Trump's successor responds. Before we get into that, however, it's probably proper to be clear about what we mean when we say migrant caravan. As outlined above, it has been repeatedly flammed up into something other than what it is by various people and organizations whose good faith cannot, alas, always be taken for granted.
Thousands of Central American migrants are vowing to continue their march to the U.S. border, even though President Trump wants to turn them away.
The migrant caravans about which Donald Trump became agitated were a phenomenon which peaked in late 2018. They were mass trudges of several thousand migrants setting out from Central America and plodding doggedly towards the United States, where they hoped to find safety, perchance prosperity. The constituents of the caravans were from Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Mexico, all countries offering their less fortunate citizens plentiful reasons for leaving. Political instability, gangs, crop failure, crime, drugs, poverty, etc. The caravan on the move right now is estimated at some 8,000 strong and appears to have originated in the Honduran city of San Pedro Sula. As of this broadcast, its chances of reaching its goal, Mexico's border with the United States, appear slender. Earlier this week, the caravan was intercepted as it crossed Guatemala by Guatemalan military and police, who detained hundreds of migrants and scattered others with tear gas. Nearly 1,000 people have already been sent back to Honduras, and Guatemala's chief immigration official, Guillermo Diaz, has laid down a hard line, declaring that you cannot and will not get through. President Joe Biden's rhetorical response will be more humane and compassionate than President Donald Trump's, low bar though that represents, but the outcome might not be much different. Biden's domestic policy adviser, Susan Rice, has already pointedly given interviews to Spanish-language media, emphasising that nobody should assume that the U.S.-Mexico border will be flung open on day one. The administration Biden previously served, that of President Barack Obama, deported more than 3 million people. This latest caravan is obviously not the first large-scale migrant and or refugee exflow of our times, and it won't be the last. It seems reasonable to assume, indeed, that any noteworthy disparity in COVID-19 vaccinations between rich countries and poor ones will lead to still further people hitting the road, and given what would be reasonable concerns about spreading the virus, prompt even less compromising responses from destination countries than some we have already seen. What will likely not happen, regrettably, will be the large-scale descent of any calm, clear-headed logic on the subject, in the United States or anywhere else. Those who are furiously against immigration will continue to insist that immigrants are a menace, that asylum seekers are bogus, that we should build walls and turn around boats. Those who are passionately in favour of immigration will continue refusing to countenance the idea that countries are entitled to make decisions about who comes and who goes, and indeed that it's better that countries do, as a transparent legal process around migration and asylum lends immigrants and refugees the legitimacy they need and deserve, and deprives shrieking xenophobes of oxygen. As is the case with this and far too many other issues, however, the loudest voices on both sides will be largely motivated not by their actual opinions on the issue, but by their visceral loathing of their domestic political opponents. And the caravans and the boats will keep coming. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.